Keeping our eyes trained heavenward, we now turn to an extraterrestrial concerto. Scottish percussionist Evelyn Glennie and the Colorado Symphony are recording a CD for the Naxos label of music by American composer Michael Dougherty. The piece is called UFO. Maren Alsop is the conductor of the Colorado Symphony, and she takes us behind the scenes at a rehearsal.
Michael Dougherty wrote this piece a few years ago, especially for percussionist Evelyn Glennie. In addition to playing a huge variety of traditional and not-so-traditional percussion instruments, in UFO she's also playing a role, that of a space alien.
Well, I mean, this is a piece that has grown over a number of years, and it's also the sort of piece that allows quite a lot of improvisation. I'm sort of exploring all these found objects. Many of them are toys or effect-type instruments and things like that. Every single performance is different. The idea is to sort of suddenly find all these objects, and of course, being an alien, you don't quite know what to do with them, so you're randomly picking them up, seeing what they produce, really.
That's the sound of Evelyn Glennie dropping and rattling llama hooves onto an upside-down steel drum and onto a waterphone. Here's what it sounds like from a little bit closer. Pretty much anything that makes an interesting sound when hit, bowed, wound up, or turned on is fair game. Some of the other unorthodox instruments that she brought along with her are a hand drum that has an industrial-sized spring attached to it that sounds like this. She's got a musical saw. And she bows a vibraphone to get this effect. She also brought a pocket-sized theremin. But she also gets to play some more traditional percussion instruments, like the xylophone and cymbals. Michael Dougherty, who has also written a symphony based on the Superman comic book characters and an opera based on Jekyll and Onassis, sees America's obsession with UFOs as another part of our popular culture.
My job as the composer was to take the idea of UFO and then to combine my love for avant-garde music and jazz and rock and so forth and put it all together. In this particular work, it works to have this sort of dialogue between parts which are free for the soloist and then parts which are written out.
And Evelyn Glennie says even the parts that are written out wouldn't be played the same way by different percussionists.
I may set up my instruments in a particular way for a particular piece, but then you can have many other players who are thinking of very different setups, and that gives a very different feel sometimes as well. So nothing really is too predictable when it comes to percussion.
In the third movement called Flying, Evelyn gets to play some particularly melodic music for vibraphone.
The wonderful thing about UFO, and something that we don't often hear through percussion, and certainly not through the recent percussion concertos, and that's melody. The vibraphone movement, the melodic movement, has been one of the real challenges in this piece. That's been probably the hardest movement to deal with in creating a melody. That's hard on percussion to really get this wonderful legato line, other than just something that's rhythmic or full of drums and things.
Although it is a percussion concerto, other members of the orchestra are also featured.
We have a symphony orchestra here, but many times throughout the piece, it's written in a very chamber-like style, you know, so suddenly you're focusing on the winds, you know, and all the wonderful individual playing that's happening, and the next minute it's the full orchestra coming through. It's just a great piece that has all sorts of moods and surprises and sometimes sounds that just hang there, you know, in a way there is no such thing as time. And then the next minute we're driving on and on and on. And it's sort of interesting, really, all of these changes in gears.
Evelyn Glennie is the percussion soloist, and the piece is Michael Dougherty's UFO. I'm Maren Alsop.
Maren Alsop is the conductor and music director of the Colorado Symphony. Their recording of UFO will be released by Naxos this year.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.